All right, I call this meeting to order on Friday, November 21st, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. in person, Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406. Moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it's right here. If the answer to these, blah, blah, blah. Okay, perfect. We'll now move on to line item 4, roll call.
Director Navarte.
Present.
Assistant Director Rock.
Late, excused.
Commissioner Campbell.
Present.
Commissioner Ottaviano.
Present.
Commissioner Mamala Naini.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. We'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homeland of the Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niue peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yes. All right. Viviana Castro, Senator for the College of Arts and Chair of the Communal Idea. As of last night, the Senate has officially passed SB 93, a resolution in support of UNR UNDOCUPAC. The vote was unanimous. And alongside, the UNR Faculty Senate also passed the resolution with only one voice of dissent. Additionally, I'd like to inform you all of progress of a new initiative being made by myself and Senator Dayton for the College of Liberal Arts to put Know Your Rights posters in student resident halls across campus so that students have resources and knowledge of their own rights directly in front of them in every single hall of their building. We're trying to do this. We'll see. I'll try to keep updating you guys on progress for it. Also right now, being written as we speak, is a resolution condemning, I'm gonna keep the language vague, because as of right now, it's still a draft resolution. Mm-hmm. But if you are watching the news, you'll understand that the Department of Education recently stated that certain professions and majors are being considered unprofessional degrees. Like, they're taking off the professional degree statute of federal student loans to this, which is nursing, accounting, a lot of what we call pink collar jobs, which are female dominated. So right now, almost the majority of senators right now are drafting a resolution to denounce such change and to reinforce the importance of these career paths and professional degrees. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Senator Castro. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions? All right, perfect. Seeing none, we will now move on to line item 6. There are no minutes at this time. We'll now move on to line item 7, reports. I will go first. Let's see. So I have been, I did send out the last email on this Monday, for the Pack Without Borders to our tablers, the organizations that will be there. And then I've also handed out flyers to West Stadium and a few of my classes. So I've asked a few of my professors. And then I've also finalized everyone's responsibility prior to the event and of the event. So the draft, you should have received a draft in your in the teams. But yeah, are there any questions? That's it for me. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Campbell.
For me, I have finalized the layout for the event. So how the tabling will be, where everyone will be placed, the items that will be present there. I've also finalized the budgeting and also checked in and have been in frequent communication with the accounting office for all of our Amazon orders, the credit card forms, everything that we need for this event to be successful. I was also present with Director Navarte to also receive some of the packages that did arrive later today around 1 p.m. I also, for the flyers, have handed them out within residential housing. I also posted them with the stamps from scheduling office in different public viewing boards all over campus. And then I spent yesterday as well also handing out flyers within the gym. Are there any questions? All right. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Antaviano.
Last week we finalized the social media designs for the event with Inkblot, and then we also collected posters from Inkblot that they printed and began the posting and distribution of those. And then this week on Tuesday, I believe, I talked to Kira Dr. Mendoza from the Department of Public Relations to get that posted. So that event has been posted on Instagram. And then also this morning, Gabby from Inkblot reached out to me saying that she wanted to send out a text about our event. And so I need to give her a text that we can send out to students to boost attendance for our event.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Mumalaneni.
Commissioner Mumalaneni for the record. I printed out all the flyers for Pack Without Borders along with the pamphlets and Know Your Rights cards and the menus as well. I was working on the Spanish pamphlet with Leah yesterday. She said she just has two paragraphs left and then it should be done. And she does speak like a different dialect of Spanish, so it's going to be Bolivian Spanish. And the communication with Austin Daly, I actually ran into him last night at a fundraiser we were at, and I was talking to him and he said he was just really busy, but he said he would keep us updated, and that was yesterday.
Okay. Director Navarte for the record. Yeah, if they don't have any like speakers from them, what we can do is we can honestly just do tabling for the whole night. Let the student body, Carmina, President Angubot, and McNamara speak, and then as well as the government affairs. So no worries on that. I feel like it's been really, really tough to connect with Austin and them. So, but yeah, totally fine. Great job, though. Are there any questions? Perfect. Seeing none, moving on to we'll move on to new business. Okay. So let's see. I am seeking to amend or motion the reapproval of API Night Market. So I move to reapprove of API Night Market budget by unanimous consent.
A second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Or wait, actually, no, sorry. Cross it out. Sorry. Oh my God. We're going to discuss the reapproval of API Night Market. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget of API, reapprove the API Night Market. And that's almost a second. Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oi.
A.
Perfect. With that, the motion passes. Okay. Moving on, I'm seeking a motion to reapprove the World Tourism Day budget. So I move to approve the reapproval of API Night or World Tourism Day budget. I second by Commissioner Mumalaneni. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay, any abstentions say oi.
A.
Yay. With that, the motion passes. Okay. Next one. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Filipino Festival. I move to approve the reapproval of Filipino Festival.
Second
by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to, I am seeking a motion to reapprove the diversity calendar. I move to approve the diversity calendar.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
Okay, I'm seeking a motion to approve or reapprove the diversity calendar events and adjustment of Black culture events. I move to approve the reapproval of diversity calendar events and adjustment of Black culture events.
Second.
I second by Commissioner Mumala Neni. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
Okay, moving on. I'm seeking a motion to reapprove the intern presentation for the programming. I move to approve the intern presentation from programming.
Second
by Commissioner Ottaviano. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
With that, the motion passes. Okay. Moving on to the discussions on I Stand With Immigrants events, event name to Pack Without Borders. So just letting you guys know, anyone, whoever's watching this, we did change the I Stand With Immigrants to Pack Without Borders. So there's that. And then discussions on interns and mentor pantry / food banks, volunteering requirements. Just letting you guys know that I did require, this is going to be our last, I would say like our last event of this semester. So you would have a little bit of, you know, some free time, and, I am requiring the volunteering for the pantry, which is the pack provision, and as well as the food bank in Northern Nevada, just to show our support in the community with your interns. I feel like that would be a good little like bonding event with your interns. So does anyone have any questions for that? Okay. Let's see. So with that, I would need, so for the pack provisions, I could just ask their director if you guys have shown up and your interns and what you guys did. I could just ask her. For the food bank, I would need your guys's like volunteering screenshots, like what time you would, or what time and date you guys had volunteered. Does anyone have any questions? Pack provision is only 1 hour, honestly. The food bank at Northern Nevada, it's 2 hours. So if you have any questions for the food bank at Northern Nevada or pack provisions, you guys could email Kathy. She is in one of those offices by the pantry. Or I'll be more than happy to send you her email. So like I said, both of these are required. Any questions? Perfect. Moving on to discussions on distribution of Pack Without Borders event flyers. Let's see. So hopefully we all handed out the flyers with integrity. Today will be our last day we can distribute them. So feel free to make any suggested locations. But I do want to say props to our officers who have who has worked really, really hard for this event and making every effort to spread the word out in campus. So let's give them a round of applause. Yeah. For you. And then, does anyone have any questions for that? Perfect. Okay. Moving on. The discussions on department outgoing emails. Thank you guys for those hard work. Really, really appreciate the professionalism in regards to sending out an email. But please make sure your signatures are appropriate. So, like I mentioned before, it has to be font 12 Times New Roman with a 1.0 spacing. I have sent out all of you guys your signatures so you guys could just copy and paste that or fix it. In addition, I have seen a few emails that I was not CC'd on or the 93rd sessions email. So if you are sending out an email, I need to know what's going on in the department, regardless if they reply only to you. So every time you are sending out an email about the department of idea, I need to be CC'd. So the first reason is I don't have to go back and forth with you and ask questions. Secondly, if there are any things that needs to be resolved, I'm here to help. And lastly, I am your director, which means whatever happens, I will be held accountable for it. So take a note of that, please. And then, yeah, is there any other questions? Perfect. Okay. All right, guys. Okay, now moving on to discussions on idea grant. So as you can see on the very, very last page, we do have our idea grant. If you guys could pass this out. Pass this out to them. Thank you. So at the very last page, we have our idea grant. So that is just a draft. So we may be working with the Office of DEI. They may initiate an event that we could potentially use for IDEA grant. So I'll explain this a little bit more once I get more information. So that way I'm not going back and forth with you guys. But I'm going to need a reliable officers to work with me on the planning process of the IDEA grant. So whoever wants to do it with me, raise your hand.
Anybody else?
Okay.
All of us to do it?
No. I mean, just the idea grant. So basically just the planning process, you know, and making that connection with the Office of DEI. And Cheyenne as well, Dr. Duxworth. And just, I wouldn't say like the whole planning process, but someone that is, that could, I would say, that could deliver like the message between DEI and IDEA, and then also like just helping me plan maybe draft and stuff like that, or maybe interviews too, so. Probably going to do interviews.
You want me to bring it up at the Senate faculty meeting or anything?
Director Navarro, for the record, no, not yet. Not until we are, we have finalized everything. Right now, we are still thinking of working with the Office of DEI, which I'm pretty sure I said yes, but we still have not had, we don't have any clear plans. We'll now move on to line item 11, public comments. Is there any public comments this time?
Yes, Senator Castro from the College of Arts. This is more so a question. Is this IDEA grant, we previously discussed it slightly at the beginning, very beginning of the year, almost the summer, is this something you would like to be codified in legislation?
Director Navarro, for the record, that I don't know the answer just yet.
I'll send you one to me.
Okay. Okay, that would be great. Thank you, Senator Castro.
Thank you.
All right. And then let's go back we'll now move on to line item 9. So the idea grant, Commissioner Ottaviano, are you willing to take that responsibility?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, that is confirmed. All right. Any other questions in regards to our new business? Perfect. Okay. Comments? No? Okay. No comments at all. All right. We'll now move on to line item 8. Old business. I stand with immigrants / pack without borders event logistics and schedules. All right, you guys, so go ahead and open the final draft that I have sent out like this week. Okay, so So our event is coming up this Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. However, with the setup time and the cleanup time, it will be from 2 to 8 p.m. Interns, please go ahead and wear UNR t-shirts, preferably with black pants or black skirts. And then for the officers, please wear ASUN shirts, black pants, black skirts, or jeans, as long as it's black or kind of black, that's totally fine, okay? And then the people that I have made this kind of delegate would be Bea and Ryan. For Ryan, it would be just the interns. If Caitlin isn't there, which Caitlin will not be present until 5, so Ryan have to delegate the interns. I have talked to him about the logistics and stuff and the scheduling, so he is well aware of what has been happening and the logistic parts of it. So, and then for Saturday, we do plan on picking up the credit cards. Right. Also for officers or interns, honestly, like I plan to do the baggies today instead of Saturdays, and then the thank you letter making. The thank you making is for like the organizations, the partnerships, and collaborations. And also this is for obviously just our speakers as well. I want everyone to make sure that the speaker is in the office, so the speaker should be floating around the ASU departments. We do have a big speaker, you guys. So I'm gonna need someone to put that in our office. I did print the ID tags, and me and Bea, officer or commissioner Campbell, we have printed the ID tags and put them on the lanyards, so that should be good. We also printed out the tabling instructions, so we need to put those on each table, so that way once they have checked in, the tablers or orgs, once they checked in, they'll just go to the tables, and then they have a little instructions of how we distribute the raffle tickets. And then I will be bringing a plastic serving ware utensils. Interns, I'm gonna need you guys to list an appropriate music for this event, please. And then Sunday, this is like our Walmart stuff. So making sure that we have all of our Walmart. I really don't need help in terms of picking up the items from Walmart. So you guys should be good to rest on a Sunday. And then, yeah. Also, I will be calling the Olive Garden, and I will let them know to have it ready on Monday from in between 1 to 2 p.m., so maybe 1:30 p.m. And then I might be able to call I might be able to call Walmart to see if we could order ahead of time as well for the cheesecake, or we could just grab them from, you know, we could just, I don't know. I'll probably just call them just to make sure about the cheesecake. And then Monday. So Monday starts from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Or actually, sorry, 1 to 2 p.m. Manvi, which is Olive Garden, Commissioner Mumala Neni. And then from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. or yes, to 4 p.m. this will be our setup. So we'll have Commissioner Campbell, Commissioner Ottaviano, Ruby, Ryan as the interns, and Director Navarrete, me, and then Commissioner Amumala Neni. So we'll have to do setups, which is putting the tablecloth. We're also putting the decorations, the food preparations, bring the speakers, and then for the check-in table, please be prepared to set up the check-in tables. We have the Amazon items upstairs. So, yeah. So put the decorations and then decorate the check-in tables. We have the ice stand with immigrants, kind of like tablecloth or something that we bought from Amazon. Also, don't forget that we will be having the drinks in the like by the check-in area. So once someone check in, just give them a drink or ask whatever their, you know, their preference are, and then give them the baggies and then the menu. The menu and the baggies should be separate. And then for the volunteers, we also have a volunteers and the organizations that are tabling. Please don't forget to give them their lanyards. So we have two different lanyards, volunteers and then the orgs and slash clubs, which is the ones that are tablers. And then from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., this is the check-in with Bea and Ryan. So this is just a head count, okay? We will not be listing anyone's name due to confidentiality. So we'll just do a head count, put in a piece of paper or something like that. And then we'll give the baggies, menu, drinks, one raffle ticket to each participant that is checking in. And then also once our speakers, for example, President Aglobot, student body president Aglobot, and vice president McNamara, once they come in, please don't forget to give them baggies as well and their thank you cards. There will be like a separate baggies and a thank you card for them too. From 4:30 p.m. to 5:05 p.m. This will be our just solely tabling music. So Manvi and Ruby, you guys will take the lead on this one. So you guys will be giving out 100 tickets to the tables and start collecting the other, like once they, because there's two sides of the raffle tickets. So one side is for the participant and then one side is for you to keep. So go ahead and keep collecting those from the tablers, the ones that you have to keep. And then, yeah. Does that make sense? Okay. Does anyone have any questions so far? Okay. All right, moving on to at 5:15 p.m. to 5:45 p.m., this will be our announcement slash foods, right? It will be Ruby, Ryan, Mia, and the volunteers. This will be just Mia and Mia, we will announce, we will go ahead and announce the food distribution and then to like prepare the line, and stuff like that. Ruby and Ryan, please, I want you guys at 5:05 p.m. To let all the tablers know that they should get the food first before the line starts. And then for everyone that will be handling food, You will need to be wearing gloves, hair behind your ears, or tie them. Again, I am going to not have you in the food line if you're not wearing gloves, hair behind your ears, or tie. If you're a man and you don't have long hair, that's totally fine. You don't have to tie your hair. Yes. And then...
Commissioner Campbell. Also, to add on to that, every time you guys are touching other items, your hair, anything on the tables, you are required to peel off the gloves and throw those away and replace them. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind as well.
Yes, ma'am. Director Navarte, thank you, Bea, or Commissioner Campo. Thank you for that. That is actually, yes. I will have hand sanitizer available as well. At 5:45 p.m. to 5:50, this is our first introduction. So it was me and Mia will introduce Carmina and Ethan for speech. And then 5:50 to 6:05, this is a presentation for government affairs. So they'll have an introduction, some games. And then officers and volunteers, this is where we will be getting our food. So all officers in ASUN. And then 6:05 to 6:50. So what I mean by that is the officers that is volunteering for the events, as well as our department, and as well as interns. So we will be getting that food around when the government affairs present their presentation. And then 6:05 to 6:50, that's just kind of like, you know, maybe ACLU or Austin and them, we'll see. If not, then we'll just go ahead and move with just tabling the whole night. At 6:50, we will announce the t-shirts. So we will announce 10 people to give the t-shirts away. And then at 7 p.m., this is a wrap up, so everyone cleans. Below that, there is like a your responsibilities for officers. So Caitlin, Bea, Mandy, Jaden, and then Ryan. Any other questions? Okay, perfect. That was long. Okay. All right. So now, okay, hope this is done. All right, we'll now move on to line item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Perfect. All right, now everyone's favorite. We'll now move on to line item 11, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 2:03 on November 21st of 2025, Friday, in Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406. And